Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, Hour 5, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day and staying strong through Ranger disappointment. They did slip to 7-6 on the year with a 1-0 loss to the A's earlier. They dropped their first series of the season as well. And go to Houston tomorrow. So that is the good news. It's going to be very fun and exciting tomorrow as we build back into another Silver Boot Friday, a Silver Boot weekend. And for more on your baseball, here is Woolchuck with Around the Bases, brought to you by Uber Eats.
Thank you very much, General, and shout out to Uber Eats as well for everything they're doing for us. And my gosh, if you need something on the go, Uber Eats is the place for you.
Tip those drivers.
Yeah, make sure you tip the drivers.
Otherwise, Woolchuck will find you.
I'm going to find you. You know how I feel about the tipping. Tip. People are trying to earn a living. But if you're not
Woolchuck,
a tipper.
Woolchuck has a very unique set of skills.
Oh, yes. Good luck. It was not a great effort from the bats today. Was a good effort if you're looking for some Rangers positivity by the arms. John Gray found his groove. 9 Ks today for John Gray.
Johnny got his groove back.
He sure did.
The new J-Jeezy.
Jacob Latz was very good, and Jose Urania continues to be very, very good as well. And Rangers are going to be heading to Houston to start a weekend series with the Astros. Houston getting spanked 13-3 today by Kansas City. So they're also limping in, and we will have at least one good pitching matchup with Eovaldi and Christian Javier. That should be fun. But overall, I think the Rangers should have the edge on the bump throughout this series. And Adolis Garcia owns Minute Maid Park and just owns the Astros. So if you're prize picking, I would anticipate to hit all of the more on Adolis Garcia over the weekend series.
You got it. Your wish is my command. I look forward to that. And really just all these Ranger bats, they're due.
They're due. Corey Seager specifically. The 0-for day, you said since 2017?
Yeah, April 17th, 2017. You know what we need to do? I need to go look up his stat line for the following game and just see what bounce back Seager off an 0-for-4, 4K day looks like. I bet it's otherworldly.
I bet it was like a double home run game. Something crazy.
But double dong Seager redemption,
yes,
coming up tomorrow at Minute Maid.
Rangers hit just 4 balls in play with an exit velo of 95 miles per hour or harder. 3 of those were outs. Rangers often talk about that being due. Shout out to Sean McFarland for this nugget. Since the Rangers scored 17 runs on 31 hits in their first two games against the Astros on Friday and Saturday, they've been held to 15 runs total in their last 5 games. So they are absolutely, I think, on the verge of hopefully erupting. And they've still been really good when it comes to strikeout-to-walk ratios. But these bats need to come alive in a big, big way over the weekend against Houston. Now, we did get some updates on some of the injuries. Nathaniel Lowe is going to start a rehab assignment with AA Frisco tomorrow.
LFG.
Boach saying he's going to need some at-bats down there. He's going to need to get into playing shape, first base, doing all those things. It doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in. You've still got to get on the field and get into playing shape. So excited to get Lowe, hopefully back here sooner rather than later.
I've never heard someone talk so intensely about baseball playing shape. You know, I hear that about football. Like, you got to get hit a few times. You got to get dialed.
And at first base, like, we've seen some of the first basemen over the years.
I'm pretty sure I'm in first base shape right now.
You are. Yeah. But you're also looking like a lean, mean machine, dude.
That's true. Yeah. I'm doing all right for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, the sugar, maybe that is. But I still think, I mean, you wore that Smokey the Bear hoodie. I was like, damn, Dawson. Nice.
With blue jeans, too.
Looking like a new man.
My guy's wearing it.
Freaking glowing, man. It's like you had the pregnancy glow. Isn't that
like OJ over here.
But if you did play at first for a game, the shoulder, I mean, how long would you be icing the arm afterward? I mean, I think it would be 7 days of ice. Would it be 7 days worth of icing?
You know, I might have to turn two. I might have to gun down somebody at the plate. But at first base, I might get away with not having to throw much.
You might.
So it'd probably be a groin from like a stretch.
Yeah, that would be the hardest part.
3 months.
Yeah, you got to like scoop a bad throw.
Oh, he's got that glove.
Yeah, I bet Dawson, you did have quite the glove growing up.
Oh, yeah. They called me Garvey as a kid.
Hell yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Move over, Gabby. It's time for Garvey. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Seager, after going 0-for-4 in 2017, the next game, he was one run, one hit, and a walk. So
got on base twice.
He did.
And scored a run.
Yes, he did.
So I think minimum, that's your expectations. That's the floor, as Brian would hate to hear us say that because he doesn't understand the floor on the ceiling, what either that means. But that's the floor tomorrow for Corey Seager. Now, Michael Lorenzen, the righty, one step closer towards joining the Rangers. He completed his third and likely final rehab assignment with AAA Round Rock Wednesday against Oklahoma City. He was scheduled to pitch Tuesday. Game was postponed due to rain, so he got an extra day. Although, guys, it didn't go that well for Lorenzen. Would you like to see him get another start in the minors after you hear his line, or are you just saying we're okay? He allowed 4 runs on 6 hits, 5 walks, and 4 2/3 innings for the Express. He did strike out 6 batters.
Hello.
Threw 53 of his 89 pitches for strikes, pitched 3 shutout innings before his command dipped in the fourth. So he started off hot.
Okay.
Then fatigued a little bit.
Who are we in a hurry to move on from here?
I guess maybe it's Heaney. Maybe you could piggyback him and Heaney together.
Okay.
You know, Heaney's not looked really good. But that's a great point because I think the assumption was Cody Bradford was kind of that fifth guy, and he did do a great job in the bullpen in long relief. But Eovaldi and Bradford have been your top two guys, then Dane Dunning. Cody Bradford right now, until he shows signs of maybe coming back down to earth a little bit, this dude's on a heater. I'm not moving Cody Bradford. He has earned his spot in this rotation. He's pitching great.
Yes.
And it gets me excited because if Cody Bradford can sustain this, it's something the Rangers haven't had since Derek Holland. And that is a homegrown pitcher that looks like he could be damn good.
Yeah,
literally,
it's
fun. Too. Alito, man.
Yeah, super local. Tried and true at this point. I do want to point out, speaking of on fire, Tiger Woods has birdied. He is 1 under and just teed off on 11. Hit a bomb.
That's exciting.
And he's getting along well. There's no signs of a limp or back trouble or anything so far. We'll check.
Still in great physical shape. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Scherzer, again, I don't know that we ever hear anything else when it comes to Scherzer, but he's feeling ahead of schedule. He has not experienced continued nerve pain after his back surgery, and nearly 4 months since then, he's still feeling great. He said, I really feel like we're kind of turning the corner here in terms of rehab, and I'm recovering from things and kind of feeling normal, looking good. He had that 40-pitch bullpen session that he absolutely dominated. We did hear that, Eric, that he dominated that bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's on his way to getting back before his 40th birthday, which is July 27th. I expect this to be a training camp. His birthday's 3 days after mine. Look at us, just 2 peas in a pod here. Scherzer's dog and myself. But a
couple of legendary athletes born within days.
No doubt, right? He said that back surgery, I've been through that, and I've known guys that have been through it. Said Boach, who turns 69 next week. So an early happy birthday to Bruce Bochy.
Legend.
So let's be honest, he's not a spring chicken. For him to bounce back like this and be doing so well, yeah, I'm amazed. I mean, Max Scherzer's just one of these guys that defies the odds still. And this rotation, we'll see how it goes. But I don't want to be rushing this guy back. I don't care if he's ahead of schedule. That's great news. But let's just go ahead and just ease him back into this process, because we've seen Scherzer get hurt last year. Then he tries to get back, did give you some big time innings that you needed in the postseason, but he wasn't quite himself.
Yeah, the energy, the intensity of Scherzer, I'm not surprised he's healing quicker. I just feel like he wants it, and he wants it now. And you know, I'm not gonna fade him at all as far as being a big part of this pitching staff. But you're right, and I would feel almost like, let's give it extra time just to keep him fresh, because at this age, it becomes difficult to recover day to day. And then on top of that, if you stack up a bunch of intense months and weeks together, it's going to drain you, you know. And I believe the Rangers are going to be on top of this, so they'll handle it properly. But if you're mid-season and you're under 500 and Scherzer is good to go, then everything I just said
goes out
the window.
Yeah, now you're in a little bit more of a desperation mode. I'm with you on that. It kind of just depends on the situation that you're in. Monty was one of that Boris Four under Scott Boris as his agent, along with Matt Chapman, Cody Bellinger, and Blake Snell, who waited late into the offseason to sign. All four did get deals, but well below their pre-free agency projections. We know Monty, unfortunately, did not come back to the Rangers. Signed a $25 million one-year deal with the team whom the Rangers defeated in the World Series, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, today, he said, go bleep yourself, Scott Boris.
Yeah.
I am going to find myself a new agency. He has signed with Wasserman's Joel Wolf and Nick Chinnock, according to ESPN. And I love this move. One, I wonder if Scott Boris is just stretched too thin here. I mean, the guy has so many clients. How are you able to focus really on giving each of these guys individual attention? Mm-hmm. If I'm Jordan Montgomery, this did not go the way I wanted it to. I'm sure you're a great agent, right? You've got all kinds of people in your past that have gotten paid under you, and your reputation, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Your reputation.
Reputation precedes you. But I think this is a good move for Monty, and hopefully it means he comes back to the Rangers next offseason.
Yeah, getting away from Boris, I would imagine, is a good move for anybody all the time, unless he's gotten you the fatty boomba, which he has for a lot of folks. But I mean, you talk about this with, and this is what I think about with like having more and more kids. Like, I got three kids. I don't have the bandwidth for it, or the dad width. Like, at some point you don't have the agent width to handle all of these clients, you know, and making all of these crazy promises.
Yeah.
And now you got to come correct on them, and you have the owners sort of actively playing defense against you at this point. That they're like, we don't like you anymore, and we're going to, I don't know if they're sending emails about it or if they're just all agreeing, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Collusion.
We're not caving to Boris anymore. We've been doing it for too long.
I hate this guy.
And he made me look like an idiot, you know, because what people are going to say is, oh, Boris gassed you up. Boris was like, oh, no, you got to come over to me because you're amazing and all these other agents stink. And you know, so then as that player, you're like, oh, he believes in me like I want to hear. Finally, you know, somebody that believes in me. You go home to your mom and dad and your wife, and you're like, I got a new agent, Scott Boris. He's going to get me what I'm owed. All these teams have been ripping me off my career, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit there and you're going back tail tucked. You got to fire that guy.
Yep.
Just so you can look yourself in the mirror. That's what that is.
Good move. Because it is a crazy situation of what money, like how much money ends up being left on the table here when it's all said and done.
Yeah. 100%. And if he gets hurt this year,
that's what I'm saying. Like a 1 year, whatever, $25 million he got. And it could have been,
man.
I mean, I'm sure there were offers out there that weren't the 7 year offers that he was going for, but in the hundreds of millions that would have gotten the job done.
And I think as a Ranger fan, you have to wonder, could this have gone much different for you? You know, could Monty have been there in surprise, not having to scramble for Lorenzen week three of spring training?
True.
Lorenzen's got those biceps though, man. I'm glad he's here.
And
that
hair.
Was a dub.
Now, the big story in Major League Baseball today, Shohei's former interpreter apparently stole more than $13 million or $16 million over 2 years from the Dodgers superstar to pay off gambling debts to an illegal sports book, according to an affidavit filed by federal authorities today. They filed a complaint accusing Ipe Mizuhara of bank fraud, which can carry a maximum fine up to $1 million or up to 30 years in prison, according to federal sentencing guidelines. Now, the U.S. attorney, Martin Estrada, said during a news conference today in L.A., quote, I want to emphasize this point. Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case. Mm. Mr. Mizuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to the tune of over $16 million.
And all he can do now is sit there and think of all the devious things he did, Wolchuk.
So bleeping devious.
In prison.
Gosh.
That's a lot, dude. That's a lot. I saw they got some of the sort of the box score a little bit on him. His average bet. What do you guess his average bet was? Ipe's. By the way, placed 19,000 wagers between December 2021 and January 2024, according to the DOJ.
Oh, my goodness.
19,000 wagers. Now, what do you think the average bet was for him?
10 grand.
I was going to be like 12.
Okay. 12,800 hundo. You guys are both right there in the sweet spot, man. You guys know you're degenerates.
Yeah. I'll bet you yourself.
142 million of winning bets.
Wow. Okay.
But 182 million of losing bets.
Yeah.
40 million in total losses. So 40 million in total losses. But apparently, like, I wonder how much of that Shohei has ended up covering for him. Or maybe, you know, maybe portions of it was being covered by him. But then, you know, it was being, because they also have, like, the text exchanges.
Ooh.
When you get into the weeds on some of this. So it was like Mizuhara. This is back in June of 2023. He's talking to the illegal bookmaker guy that he was doing these things with. And he's like, the text reads from Ipe, "I got my ass kicked again, LOL. Any chance I can get one last bump? This will be my last one for a while if I lose it.
I promise, I promise."
Bookmaker responds, "Okay, bud. I just want to be able to communicate with my partner so he knows expectations. If I can assure him that minimum 500 will be sent every week," I'm assuming that's 500,000, "I can do the bump to whatever you want. It's just imperative that the 500 is sent every week. As you can imagine, the figures are very high and just don't want to not be able to deliver what I tell him. FYI, I have already paid out of my pocket to him half of the balance that is on the account. Jeez. So whatever is lost every week, I have to give him half of the balance. That's why I'm asking these direct and important questions.
Ouch.
Wow.
Couple days later, Mizuhara. Mizuhara messaged the bookmaker again. "I'm the worst, LOL. Can't catch a break. Can I get one last bump?" This is 2 days later.
Oh, my goodness.
2 days later?
"I swear this is going to be my last until I get the balance down significantly. Promise this will be the last bump for a while. Bookmaker, same day. Okay, no problem. Done."
Wow.
Jeez.
This is why you need legal gambling. You know, this illegal gambling can get out of control very quickly.
Bad, man.
And the people with the capital involved, you know, if they lose big time, you know, you're now trying to collect from organized crime. If you lose big time, organized crime is collecting from you. It's just a miserable place to be. I can't imagine how you could possibly execute a 9-to-5 personal relationship.
Know,
talk about a psychopath.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
The very next day, he texts him again, "I have a problem, LOL.
The next day.
Can I get one last bump?
Last until the next day? Last bump?
This one is for real.
Yeah.
Last one for real." Bookmaker responds the same day. Done. And then he says, "I have the same problem, to be honest with you, Ipe. As long as you can guarantee the 500 every Monday, I'll give you as much as you want because I know you're good for it. Again, I just have to clean it up with my partner, and that's one reason why I was asking before."
That's unbelievable.
500 grand a week.
Every Monday you come correct with the 500.
Well, this is an evolving situation. Last thing I want to hit around the bases, Carter, going to pop this up on the Twitch and on the YouTube, but Seinfeld night after opening day, July 5th, is the best-selling ticket for the Yankees. And why? They're playing the Red Sox, you would think. No. It's because they're giving out a George Costanza bobblehead.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of the great George Costanza with a bat in his hand. Seinfeld night, July 5th, for the first 18,000 guests. Rangers are giving away some great bobbleheads.
Oh, bat in hand.
Yeah, bat in hand. That's Seinfeld night, George Costanza style. I like that. That's fun. I'm sure a lot of Yankee fans are getting a kick out of it. But nothing quite like what we've got going on with our Rangers.
Indeed. Ours are better. Wow. Thank you, Wolchuk. How about a rim sesh next? We got some hoop stuff, Chief.
A Maverick stat of the day you will not want to miss. 50 burger bonuses and the Pravi MVP next year in the nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's some breaking Mavs news we'll get to here in just a second. Segment of The Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If your loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Nation's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's the chief of that rim sesh.
Yes, sir. Got to do a little housekeeping, though, here. Walchuk, earlier in the program, I believe you said the words Brett.
Yes, I did.
And Favre.
Sure did.
Rules are rules.
Mama gave me 8 of them flap checks, and Mama take away 5 of them flap checks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
We cut the lights out. We put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when one of your players gets a $1 million bonus for winning a basketball game. That's what happened to Kyrie Irving last night. Congratulations, bro. That is very, very cool. He gave credit to the teammates. Very, very excited about that. But that's nice. A little $1 million bonus there, hitting that 50 wins, and that was not something anybody predicted. It was not likely. Everybody's talking about the preseason predictions. They were all correct. If it wasn't for the trade at the All-Star to revamp and reshape what this team is and can be, then we would have all been correct, and we'd be still fighting for play-in opportunities, and it would not be near as fun a situation as we are in right now. So credit to Nico Harrison. Credit to, obviously, the players and Jason Kidd getting them going. I got a great stat of the day for you, too, here in a few minutes.
I would say it's one of the greatest 11th overall picks or 13th overall picks of all time, considering how low production was in college for Lively. To get that out of his rookie year, I don't know if anything is comparable in NBA history. Okay. And then you get Gafford, then you get Washington. I mean, three massive catalysts. The unexpected quality of Dante Exum. A lot of great things have happened. And I think, again, tip your cap to the GM and his scouts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? Fair point by you. One of the things that we did not predict appropriately on the front end of the season was the Derek Lively impact. That was absolutely jarring. And even in the midst of the struggles before the All-Star break and the trade deadline, Lively was an absolute bright spot. And we saw quickly, oh, snap, there's some lot more meat on this bone than anybody was anticipating.
But they were about to be a play-in team before they made those trades.
No question, dude. No question. That is not the case anymore. It'll be Mavs, Clippers, who gets home court advantage. That's the only thing up in the air at this point. Now, we do need to note a couple of things. One, Luka is questionable for tomorrow's game, and you're going to have Kyrie Irving ruled out with some left hamstring soreness. So no Kyrie for tomorrow's matchup versus the Pistons.
I mean, considering how Luka and Kyrie have been nursing things, Luka has been so busy in his off seasons. Whatever small percentage chance you have of taking them over and getting the 4 seed, it's not as important as ensuring health. So I'm shutting them both down, to be honest with you, Chief.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. And we've seen, we mentioned earlier, the win percentage on the road this year for the Mavs and the Clippers are neck and neck. They're both in the top five. So both really, really good road teams. I'm sure when the series is all said and done, you could very well have seen both teams win on the opposing team's home floor at some point or another during the series. So I get wanting to have home court advantage, but the health of Kyrie and Luka are of the utmost importance. Speaking of Luka, last night, I really liked this. And this speaks to the chemistry and the bond and the friendship that this team shares with one another. But the Pravi MVP shirts, did you guys see the team rocking those last night?
Mm-mm.
So I don't know who's – I'm looking forward to getting a backstory on this. And if anybody is familiar with the backstory, please let me know. But all of the players last night in Miami for the Mavericks during pregame warm-ups and things, you would see all of them wearing a gray T-shirt that reads Pravi MVP. And Pravi is Slovenian for true or real.
Okay.
So it is, you know, it's showing love to their guy, Luka, who obviously is Slovenian, and
he's the real MVP.
He's the real MVP.
I love it.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And they were all wearing it, you know, before the game, and it was cool. Every one of them was wearing it. And again, I don't know whose idea this was, but it was a fantastic one, and they all executed it to perfection.
I mean, you can tell this chemistry is just off the hook right now, the way they're playing for each other on both sides. It's not a surprise, and it's a great sign because to play that style, it can breed resentment, but Luka's doing enough, you know, with his words and with his playing style and sharing the ball. I think you probably got to look at Kyrie for showing the way as far as how to be more of a teammate-friendly superstar.
Man, speaking of Kyrie, so this is interesting. He's not going to play tomorrow. Still up in the air. Maybe he plays in the Sunday finale in Oklahoma City. But he set a goal this year, Kyrie did, of achieving the rare 40-50-90 season.
Wow.
You know, 40% from the three-point line,
yeah.
50% from the field, and 90% from the free throw line. And he, if he doesn't play another second, will come up short by 0.3% from the field, as he's 49.7% and
wow.
Not 50. But he's over 40% on threes, and he's just slightly over 90% on the free throws. So he qualifies there. He is 0.3% shy from the 50% from the field this year. So we'll see if he decides to jump in there and get in the mix, go make a layup or something versus OKC and then bow out.
Hey, Luke, I'm going to take off Detroit, but then I'm back in for OKC, and so you can take that night off because I'm making sure I hit this milestone.
One of one would do it? Does he know the target to hit?
I mean, I guess that's fair. Yeah, I was just assuming that just one layup would get the job done. I don't know the math.
I don't either. I'm not a math.
You know,
I mean, if OKC's a Kevin Hagelin question.
If OKC's playing bad defense jobbers in the finale, I'm going in for three layups, you know, or whatever the number is. I can go get this.
Yeah.
You know, shake off a little rust.
Definitely. And Luka, 34-9-10. That's the averages. The only player in NBA history to average that, at least 37-6 on a 50-win team and not win MVP, was actually LeBron James himself in the year 2006. So we would have only have seen that one time before. When you put up those numbers and your team wins 50, like, you can't have the not a winning team argument against Luka anymore.
No.
50-win team, potentially top four in the conference. That's not really a valid argument anymore. So you're starting to see it's a very last-minute push. You're starting to see the very last-minute push through voices in the industry that, okay, you know, Luka, what's the deal here?
MVP.
I think
MVP.
Maybe.
MVP.
And you saw
MVP.
Stan Van Gundy was on the Dan Le Batard show today. I didn't get a chance to pull the sound, but he said, I think the best offensive player now that I've ever seen is Luka Doncic. As strictly an offensive player, I think he's the best I've ever seen. So maybe we can pull the rest of those comments for tomorrow's show and dive into them a little bit. But, hey, the numbers, and we get a chance to see it every night. Like, it's the eye test, it's the numbers, it's the efficiency, it's ridiculous. What he does is just insane. And right now, the Mavericks have a pretty cool opportunity. Did you see the stat of the day from Tim McMahon?
No, what do we got?
What's
got
Tim me cooking
fired
with?
Up, dude?
What's he cooking?
Really got me fired up.
Come on the show, Tim.
Yeah.
Come on, postseason? Get a little postseason
appearance.
Get a
postseason McMahon for sure.
Come on, T-Mac. The Mavericks are now 16-2 in their last 18 games. Last time that happened?
Was it championship season?
They won the championship in 2011.
Golly, book it. Finals. Here we come.
Here we come, ladies and gentlemen.
KP and the Celtics. Oh, what a storyline it's scripted to be.
Okay, I have two clips I want to play for you. Do you want to? You're going to get both of them. Do you want a great dunk sound? That is not the great dunk sound that Dawson had mentioned that we're going to need to get some info on, or LeBron James himself?
You know me, LeBron.
Okay, so here's LeBron on his podcast, The Mind Games, with J.J. Redick, Inside Basketball, and he's talking about the play, one of his most, I mean, synonymous plays with LeBron is, and just in general, the chase down swat.
Boom.
Yes, but the one versus Andre Iguodala in the finals versus Golden State is like one of the plays of the century.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is LeBron describing the play.
But when I run it, all I'm telling myself, I'm like, swish, do not foul him. So you can ask any of my teammates throughout the course of my career or throughout the course of that season, anytime that you see me trailing the play, all I need is a little adjustment from the offensive player, and I promise you I'll track it down. Do not f***ing foul.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Do not f***ing foul. Mm. I told the guys all year.
Got one of them.
If you see me hauling ass, just make him, instead of just going in for a layup, make him change it a little bit. Just a little bit. And Switch gets a lot of shit today.
Right.
Because of the blunder he had the following year or 2 years later or whenever the f*** it was of not understanding the time and score, whatever the case may be. He executed that shit to perfection. He made Iggy change his shot just a little bit, and that's all I asked.
So, there was...
I mean, you know what? LeBron, maybe don't be such a potty mouth, okay?
LeBron is very...
The kids are listening, LeBron.
He's drinking his wine.
A couple of F-bombs, fine.
Little locker room talk with a player.
Like, pick and chew.
Hey, you know that feeling when you go down a roller coaster? Tore my belly up, bro.
I feel so good after
that. It because I got the rest of them.
Yeah.
I hit all the rest of you.
That was like the hardest one, too.
Gosh, it was the first one.
That was one for the money right there.
That is really on me, boys. I thought that was just a fun little interaction there, describing that play and giving some flowers to J.R. Smith, who's perpetually synonymous with the brain fart.
Yeah.
But he played
that. Clutch there.
He needed, I never considered LeBron was assisted by his teammates in that scenario. It felt like a one-man show, crew, but he got a little help there from J.R. Smith.
I'm surprised it wasn't the deli, man. The deli's always open. That was my favorite guy on those squads.
Here is a dunk from the Hornets game last night. The rookie Brandon Miller from Alabama. They're in Atlanta. The Hornets broadcasters just loved it.
Does his golf ball, I guess.
He is the all-time record holder in Cleveland.
Oh! What just happened?
Let's go.
Brandon Miller happened. Nastiest dunk of his rookie year.
No doubt about it.
The screaming into the microphone.
Oh!
What just happened? How's Brandon Miller been doing? Because he's a I've been like, should I hit the more on the prize picks tonight on Brandon Miller's points?
I have not tracked anything.
I'm just not educated enough on how he's been doing. But you'd think top player maybe on bad team,
sure,
he's going to be able to pad the stats.
That might be better than Followell's call on Luka's like underhanded 20-foot jumper.
The 20-foot layup that he nailed.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it.
It's not as good as the Bulls, though, yesterday.
Oh!
There were some incredible dunks last night, though. Christian Braun for Denver. They played Minnesota in the fourth quarter. He is having an absolute party, and he's coming down the court, and he's like trying to line up Gobert, like getting Gobert to commit one way or another so he can try to finish around him. But Gobert's just kind of chilling below the rim, and then right as he goes up, Gobert's like, oh, here I am. Bro switches it to his left hand and just kind of like
yammed it.
Yeah, right in Gobert's face.
Oh!
In the face!
And a crowd goes crazy. Then Porter steals the ensuing pass and throws alley-oop to Braun.
I think
it's Christian Braun, second-year guy.
Second-year Caucasian male with bunnies.
Dude, the bench reacts just a little bit more when it's a white guy getting up like that, don't they? They just love it.
Everybody loves it when Gobert gets a facial. You know, nobody likes Gobert.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him.
Oh, that's right. Does. Yeah.
Everybody hates him. It's the French thing.
It's clear Denver's the class of the West right now, and maybe the Mavs can challenge them. But Minnesota, you know, they were exposed last night. We'll see if OKC has anything for them. We'll crosstalk with the Get Right, see what they have cooking next in the G-Bag Nation.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode, and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Get Right's coming up. Rangers played earlier. They lost 1-0 to the A's, got one hit, which was kind of disappointing. But the good news is you get a full Get Right, and tonight it is Reggie and CA. And a good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Yo, feeling great. How about y'all?
Doing good. I mean, the good news is I learned today the Rangers still have the power to put me to sleep. And I didn't know if that was possible.
In their own building.
Yeah, but I pulled up downstairs, you know. We went on late, and I pulled up in the fifth inning, and I reclined the seat a little bit. I'm listening to them flail along at the plate. Next thing I know, I'm waking up in the seventh inning on that you know, fly ball rule play, as that kind of got a reaction from Bochy, a reaction from the play-by-play crew. But, yeah, it was disappointing. You know, 7-6 on the year, and getting ready now to go back to Houston this weekend. So we'll gear back up for excitement. But nobody said this was going to be easy, especially with all these injuries, right?
No, I mean, it's baseball, man. Like, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Go ahead and chalk that up. Put that on the counter of times that we say that over the course of the season. But, no, I mean, like, that's what it is. And as evidenced by the rest of the AL West, like, nobody is out to an incredibly hot start in this division. I think that it gives us a little bit of reason for pause. But I think it speaks to also how quickly that, like, what we thought would be the World Series championship, the championship high, that nothing would get us down or nothing would, like, shake you at all. It's like, I'm already seeing a little bit of shake. But, hey, remember, you're still the champions.
Well, perhaps this might be a spark, because the last time they were shut out, 1-0 in Seattle, last game of the regular season, lost the division to Oakland.
Lost the division to
the Astros. I mean, that's the last time it happened. So you would think the way they reacted to that and the way they ran through the playoffs, I'm not seeing the same kind of a reaction, but, you know, maybe a reaction like, wait a minute, y'all, wake the F up. Oh, wait a minute, Eric Chiafalo, should I say it like LeBron?
Please don't.
No, don't say it like LeBron. Don't bleep and foul. What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
We have 4 hours of fine programming for you tonight. At 8, we'll ask, should the Cowboys draft a quarterback? And at 7:20, how do you feel about this Mavs-Clippers rivalry that is we're slated for the trilogy, part 3?
Yes, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Third time in 5 years.
How similar is this to the feeling in 2011? They come into the playoffs as the 3 seed. Hadn't been talked of a lot as a contender throughout the season. But as it got late, people were starting to say, like, I remember Charles Barkley might have been the first to say, hey, I'm picking the Mavs to win the West.
Yeah, he was about the only one. The biggest difference was back then, nobody believed the Mavericks could get out of the first round. It's kind of like the Cowboys nowadays. Oh, they can never get out of the first round. I don't care what the Mavericks did until they won that championship. They couldn't get out of the first round. Do not believe in them. Even though they beat Portland that first round, I was like, well, I still can't trust my heart. I might love the Mavericks, but I ain't trusting it. Then, of course, you know, they sweep the Lakers. The Lakers trying to go for a three-peat. They sweep the Lakers. Well, I'm not sure. And then they beat Oklahoma City, a young Oklahoma City with all those MVPs. Well, they're going to the finals. But LeBron, oh my God, I can't trust my heart, or we're not good enough for him. And Dirk Soft, whatever it was, it wasn't going to happen. So just like the Rangers this past fall, when they did do it and nobody saw it coming, it was just like last year with the Rangers. I mean, it was like everybody's just happy.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much thought that the Mavs just couldn't do it.
Exactly.
You know, because of all the disappointment that had happened up until that point. People might believe more in these Mavs than they did in those 2011 Mavs.
I think you might be right, only because even though Dirk was kidding about it when he was – did you know he was on a Manning cast with Kevin Hart the other night?
Mm-hmm.
While the game was going on, Kevin Hart had all these different guests on, and Dirk was one of them. And they were talking about how he's great, and Mark Cuban said that Luka is probably better, more talented than Dirk. And Dirk said, oh, Cuba's lucky he doesn't know anything about basketball because I'm better than him.
Yeah,
but he said, no, I was just kidding. In all seriousness, Luka is more talented. He can do more things than I can. I think that's what gives Maverick fans maybe more hope because of the way this last run has gone. You know, the best record in the NBA since February 7th. You know, the number one defense in the NBA since the first week in March. I mean, it's like, wow. And the fact that it's so kind of wide open. I say kind of. Except for Boston, there's no real dominant team, and Boston ain't ever won anything before. I mean, Denver has, but they're not like they're just dominant. The West has got some good teams, but it's pretty much wide open if you're dangerous.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe Jokic and Luka are a good matchup, but, you know, you have two of the top three players in that matchup.
Exactly.
I think Kyrie's better than anything Denver's going to throw out there from a secondary perspective. You guys going to be talking OJ tonight? Can't wait to get CA stories on that if you're going there from the 90s.
I mean, we'll give an update on it. OJ is a very interesting person, as evidenced by the, what, five-part, 10-hour-plus documentary that ESPN
Eight
did.
Eight parts,
the,
dude. Was,
the OJ Made in America.
Crazy.
That was amazing. And like, he won all the Emmy Awards, too.
Right. There's a lot in there. And so I don't know how to fully get to that, but we will hit it up. And apparently CA wants to tell some stories about OJ. OJ, I'm personally intrigued because this man knows everything, everyone, and that is a particularly interesting, for lack of a better word.
I've run across him over the years a couple of times, and one of the things that stood out about him was, first of all, I've always thought he was kind of phony because he would never say he's black. He said, I'm OJ. I'm not black, I'm OJ.
That's right.
And I was like, this dude, and he was not as tall as I thought he would be. He's barely 6 foot, but he had the largest head. He had the largest head I ever seen. How did he put a shirt on? I mean, his head was that
like
long.
Like a Bochy go toe-to-toe.
But you were just talking about where were you when, you know, the Bronco chase and when the verdict came out. I was in New York covering the NBA Finals, the Knicks and the Houston Rockets. And I've told this story before, but it was, the whole thing was surreal. I was in New York the entire week. You know how the series goes 2-3-2 back in the day, 2-3-2? Well, the three games in a row for the Knicks were that whole week in New York. So I'm there when the first thing, when it first happens, like Nicole, is, they find the body. They don't know if OJ did it or not, but they're like, oh my God, OJ's wife. Mm-hmm. And then the Bronco chase happened during one of the games. And we're in Madison Square Garden, and you had all the celebrities, Woody Allen's over there with his young daughter slash wife. And then you have Spike Lee over there. And you had all these different celebrities. And they had the Bronco chase. Now, mind you, this was not the internet back then, and you didn't have, you know, a bunch of flash screens, but you had different places where you could see this chase. And back in the press area, Madison Square Garden, after the chase was about winding up, Robert Kardashian, Kim's dad, and he was representing OJ. He's reading this suicide letter that OJ had written. And we're all standing in the press room. I'm standing next to Ahmad Rashad. And he's going through this letter saying goodbye to people or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he goes, and my good friend Ahmad Rashad, and the whole room looks at Ahmad Rashad. And Ahmad just looks down to the ground, and then he just walks away and got in a limo and just disappeared.
Wow.
He just disappeared. LeBron.
Let's go.
Just disappeared.
Stuff just got real.
Yep, just
the
got
Get
real.
Right is coming up next. I cannot wait.
Don't miss this.
CA Confidential. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and Carter Freeman, Woolchuck and Chia Follow. Broadus will return tomorrow. I'm Gavin Dawson. Looks like you got your work cut out for you tonight, Reg. Until tomorrow, too, you're going home with the Nation, Addies.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.